Recently, I came across something that George Orwell wrote, the George Orwell that also wrote Animal Farm in 1984. So apparently, he was at war and was shot by a fascist sniper. And this is his account. It seemed very interesting, so and I enjoyed it, so I thought I'll just share it here. I have been about 10 days at the front when it happened. The whole experience of being hit by a bullet is very interesting, and I think it is worth describing in detail. It was at the corner of the parapet at 5 o'clock in the morning. This was always a dangerous time, because we had the dawn at our backs, and if you stuck your head above the parapet, it was clearly outlined against the sky. I was talking to the sentries preparatory to changing the guard. Suddenly, in the very middle of saying something, I felt. It is very hard to describe what I felt, though I remember it with the utmost vividness. Roughly speaking, it was the sensation of being at the center of an explosion. There seemed to be a loud bang and a blinding flash of light all around me, and I felt a tremendous shock. No pain, only a violent shock, such as you get from an electric terminal, with it a sense of utter weakness. A feeling of being stricken and shriveled up to nothing. The sandbags in front of me receded into immense distance. I fancy it would feel much the same if we were struck by lightning. I knew immediately that I was hit, but because of the seeming bang and flash, I thought it was a rifle nearby that had gone off accidentally and shot me. All this happened in a space of time much less than a second. The next moment, my knees crumbled out and I was falling, my head hitting the ground with a violent bang which, to my relief, did not hurt. I had a numb, dazed feeling, a consciousness of being very badly hurt, but no pain in ordinary sense. The American sentry I had been talking to had started forward. "Gosh, are you hit?" People gathered round. There was the usual fuss, "Living up, where's he hit? Get his shirt open," etc., etc. The American called for a knife to cut my shirt open. I knew that there was one in my pocket and tried to get it open, but discovered that my right arm was paralyzed. Not being in pain, I felt a vague satisfaction. This ought to please my wife, I thought. She always wanted me to be wounded, which would save me from being killed when a great battle came. It was only now that it occurred to me to wonder where I was hit and how badly. I could feel nothing, but I was conscious that a bullet had struck me somewhere in the front of my body. When I tried to speak, I found that I had no voice, only a faint squeak. But at a second attempt, I managed to ask where I was hit. "In the throat," they said. Harry Webb, our stretcher bearer, had brought a bandage from one of the little bottles they gave us for food dressings. As they lifted me up, a lot of blood poured out of my mouth, and I heard a Spaniard behind me say that the bullet had gone clear through my neck. I felt the alcohol, which at ordinary times was stained like a devil, splash on wound as a pleasant coolness. They laid me down again while somebody fetched a stretcher. As soon as I knew that the bullet had gone clean through my neck, I took it for granted I was done for. I had never heard of a man, an animal, getting a bullet through the middle of the neck and surviving it. The blood was dribbling off the corner of my mouth. "The artery's gone," I thought. "I wonder how long you last when you're cut. Carotid artery is cut." Not many minutes, presumably. Everything was very blurry. There must have been about 2 minutes during which I assumed I was killed. And that too was interesting. I mean, it is interesting to know what your thoughts would be at such a time. My first thought, conventionally enough, was for my wife. My second was violent resentment at having to leave this world which, when all is said and done, treats me so well. I had time to feel this very vividly. The stupid mischance infuriated me. The meaninglessness of it. To be bummed off, not even in battle, but in this stale corner of the trenches, thanks to a moment's callousness, I thought too of the man who had shot me. Wondered what he was like, whether he was a Spaniard or foreigner, whether he knew he had got me, and so forth. I could not feel any resentment against him. I reflected that as he was a fascist, I would have killed him if I could, but that if he had been taken prisoner and brought before me at this moment, I would merely have congratulated him on his good shooting. It may be, though, that if you were really dying, your thoughts would be quite different. They had just got me on the stretcher when my paralyzed right arm came to life and began hurting damnably. At the time, I imagined that I must have broken it in falling, but the pain reassured me, for I knew that your sensations do not become more acute when you are dying. I began to feel more normal and to be sorry for the four poor devils who were sweating and slipping with the stretcher on their shoulders. It is a mile and a half to the ambulance, and while going over lumpy, slippery tracks, I knew what a sweat it was, having helped to carry a wounded man down a day or two earlier. The leaves of the silver poplars, which in places finger our trenches, brushed against my face. I thought what a good thing it was to be alive in a world where silver poplars grew. But all the while, the pain in my arm was diabolical, making me swear and then try not to swear, because every time I breathed too hard, the blood bubbled off my mouth. Apparently, Mr. Orwell did not die, even when, you know, this terrible thing happened to him. Even in his predicament, he had been pretty eloquent and imaginative. I guess that's a trait of a good writer. He is expressive. His ideas are just interesting and fresh. And I think this thing that he wrote, I don't know what to call it, what genre does it exactly belong to, but this thing, this book, really made me think about war and, like, just what it does to men in general. This account is really interesting. And I mean, being this close to death, this is not an experience that everyone gets to have. I guess in movies you glorify the heroes, the war, the killings, but in reality it's all just sadness and misery and pain, if nothing else. Yeah, so this will be the end. Thank you.